Never deny your feelings, because the more you deny, the stronger it becomes. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, where we hear a great message on how to deal with your feelings and avoid emotional confusion. Enjoy.
Today, we're going to learn about why you should stop burying your emotions. Now, let's begin. Number 1, separation from reality. What do you do when you come across something that you can't handle? Most people take all that frustration and confusion and they bury it deep down, as deep as they possibly can. Now, the idea behind it's simple. If you push your feelings down far enough, then you won't feel them anymore. But psychologically, that's not really how it works. Imagine you're worried about something like fitting in, but you don't want to admit you care what other people think of you. So, what do? You bury your emotions, right? But you need a set of special tools just to keep those emotions stuck in the back of your mind. Otherwise, they'll pop right back to the surface. Those special tools are called psychological defense mechanisms. You might know the more popular ones, like denial, displacement, and regression. But there are actually dozens more. Each one offers you a chance to avoid your feelings, or change them into something else. But those defense mechanisms push you further and further away from reality. So, if we go back to our example, you might project all that self-doubt onto someone else. You might criticize them for trying too hard or worrying too much. Deep down, you're the one who's insecure or self-conscious. But those defense mechanisms stop you from seeing things the way they really are. Number 2, lighting your fire. When you bury your emotions, it doesn't just affect your mental state. It slows your life down to a crawl. People who are out of touch with their feelings miss out on all the good that your emotions do for you. You don't get that fiery passion that excites and motivates you, or the frustration that makes you driven and competitive. Without those feelings, your life can start to feel stale. Your work becomes tedious. Your problems are left unsolved. And you're less productive because, frankly, you just don't care as much. Many people get so wrapped up in the negative side of our emotions that they forget about all the positives. You might forget how much passion and excitement your emotions bring into your life. But here's the beautiful thing about your feelings. The smallest spark can light the brightest fire. In other words, if you get in touch with that passion, it can snowball into lifelong satisfaction. So don't let your emotions sit below the surface any longer. Learn more about your feelings and figure out what lights your fire. Number 3, stiff as a board. Life is full of terrifying changes. As a toddler, you were thrown from your parents' arms into this strange and unfamiliar world called school. As a teenager, you ran face first into the hormone-filled chaos of adolescence. And then there's going off to college, buying your first home, and of course, starting your career. To survive all these life-altering changes, you need one important skill above all else: adaptability. Adaptability means adjusting to new people and environments. Each change brings different expectations, so you have to be flexible in the face of adversity. You also have to open yourself up to unique experiences. You have to brave the mountains and the valleys and find ways to flourish, no matter how strange everything feels. But adaptability doesn't work without your emotions. Before you can digest any new environment, you need to figure out one thing. How does it make you feel? Does it make you happy? Sad? Scared? Do you feel like running away? Do you feel like you're not ready to be here? These are all important questions to ask yourself after any major change. Because the quicker you hone in on your feelings, the quicker you'll succeed in this new chapter of your life. But what if you suppress your emotions? What happens if you don't let yourself feel the positives and the negatives? It's a lot like walking into the ocean. At first, you can easily step over the waves. But as you get deeper, those waves are going to sweep you off your feet and crash over your head. In other words, burying your feelings might save you from a little hardship in the beginning, but you're going to struggle more and more in the long run. Number 4. A careless life. If you make a habit of suppressing your emotions, it's going to take a toll on your lifestyle. Each time that you ignore your feelings, you'll slowly but surely withdraw into yourself. You'll spend so much time shielding yourself from stress and pain that it'll change your personality. It'll make you more reclusive, more self-absorbed, and more timid. That kind of lifestyle can get lonely really quick. Without even realizing it, you'll let your social life fall by the wayside, and your passions will gradually slip through your fingers. Why? Well, because you aren't giving yourself the chance to care. Social and personal success depends on your ability to care about yourself. But each time you smother your emotions, you care a little bit less. Number 5. Finding flags. There are two different ways to look at your feelings. The first, and the most common, says that feelings are motivators. They're the deeper reasons why you do the things that you do. You smile because you're happy, or you cry because you're sad. But some psychologists put a different spin on your emotions. They say that your feelings don't motivate anything. Instead, they're products of something that's happening within your body. If you're feeling worried, for example, that stress is like a red flag. Your brain might be overwhelmed, or your body might be hurting somewhere. But when you bury your emotions, you miss out on those flags. You can't listen to all the messages your body's trying to send you. And that can have a lasting impact on your mental and physical health. So don't let any more red flags go unnoticed. By getting in touch with your emotions, you can relieve stress. You can get rid of mental clog and take better care of yourself on a daily basis.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.